Thousands of black-tailed deer are harvested by hunters every year in southeast Alaska. Scientists have relied on harvest data and some seasonal alpine surveys to manage the population. But they've been searching for a better prediction model for decades. Scientists are now experimenting with a 3-year study on Petersburg's Mitkoff Island, and if it pans out, it could have many applications elsewhere.
The first season of sampling went really well.
That's Dan Ecker, who is leading the study. He's a research biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He's trying to find a better way to estimate the local deer population by using a combination of data collecting, DNA tests, game cameras, and collaring. The DNA tests involve gathering deer fecal pellets and sending them to a lab to identify individual deer through genotyping, or the sample's genetic makeup. Results are back for the first year of the study, and Ecker says they were able to identify 68 different deer. That's much better than he expected.
It turned out that we got 90% success rates on the genotyping.
That's a big deal, because past attempts had success rates of just 20 to 30%. Ecker says sampling is difficult in the local rainforest.
It's so wet out here, rains all the time, that degrades DNA. It degrades so fast that it's hard for the lab to actually get that back, successfully amplify that DNA, and be able to tell one individual from another.
Telling deer apart helps scientists get a better population count. So why has Ecker sampling been more successful? He's focused efforts in the winter, when pellets are better preserved and cold. Plus, he's tracking deer in the snow to get the freshest samples. Every sample costs $60 to process, so getting more results from fewer samples is important.
It saved a lot of money, but it also means that this technique will be viable to get better information about deer populations, deer density.
Getting a good deer count could help managers in Southeast set appropriate harvest limits. In some areas, managers believe there is an abundant deer population, like Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof Islands, which have harvest limits up to 6 deer per resident hunter in most areas. That's not the case near Petersburg, where the harvest is limited to 1 buck. Ecker says scientists have used theoretical data on the number of deer that certain landscapes can support. There's still many unknowns, like how logging affects the species.
It's one of the main questions that's been unanswered since all the logging started, and even folks like Matt Kirchhoff, some of the, you know, early deer biologists out here, were trying to get at this same thing. They just didn't have the technology that we do now.
New technology Ecker is using includes wildlife game cameras mounted in remote areas of Mitkoff Island. He's able to identify individual deer through their markings. These 64 cameras capture high-definition images and have battery lives of a year or longer. Ecker also plans to use 20 high-tech GPS collars this winter, which will show biologists important information like the deer's range and habitat selection.
This habitat selection can be used to provide better spatial predictions of deer density.
Ecker hopes that the next 2 years of the Mitkoff Island study will continue to bring in solid data. By combining all 3 types of data collecting, the collars, the cameras, and the DNA, wildlife managers will be able to calculate more accurately how many deer are in a given area. And in the future, Ecker says, the method wouldn't have to be limited to deer. It should also work well for moose. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.